Our way of telling each other to be careful, to try not to die. Mira's hand lifted the long braid over my shoulder and she nodded toward the field. Together? Always. I looked behind us where our clansmen stood shoulder to shoulder in a sea of red leathers and bronze, all waiting for the call. Mira and I had fought for our place at the front. Watch that left side. Her coal-rimmed eyes dropped down to the broken ribs behind my vest. They're fine. I glared at her, insulted. If you're worried, fight with someone else. She shook her head, dismissing me, before she stood to check my armor one last time. I tried not to wince as she tightened the fastenings I'd intentionally left a bit loose. She pretended not to notice, but I caught the look in her eye. Stop worrying about me. I ran a hand over the right side of my head where my hair was shorn to the scalp, under the length of the braids. I pulled her hand toward me to secure the straps of her shield onto her arm by memory. We'd been fighting mates for the last 5 years, and I knew every piece of her armor as well as she knew every badly mended bone in my body. I'm not worried, she smirked. But I'll bet my supper that I kill more Riki than you today. She tossed my axe to me. I pulled my sword from my scabbard with my right hand and caught the axe with my left. Vigor ye fear fewer. She settled her arm all the way into her shield, lifting it up over her head in an arc to stretch her shoulder before she repeated it back to me. Vigor ye fear fewer. Honor above life. The first whistle cut into the air from our right, warning us to get ready. And I closed my eyes, feeling the steadiness of the earth beneath my feet. The sounds of battle rushing toward us bled together as the deep-throated prayers of my clansmen rose up around me like smoke from a wildfire. I let the words march out under my breath, asking Seeger to guard me, to help me bring down his enemies. Go! I reared back and swung my axe, sending it deep into the earth. And launched myself up and over the hill, flying forward. My feet hit the dirt and I ran, punching holes into the soft ground with my boots toward the wall of fog hovering over the field. I kept track of Mira in the corner of my eye as we were swallowed up by it, the cold rushing past us like a spray of water until dark figures appeared in the hazy distance. The Riki. The enemies of our god ran toward us in a swarm of fur and iron, hair tangled in the wind, sun glinting off blades. I picked up speed at the sight of them, tightening my fingers around my sword as I pushed forward, ahead of the others. I let the growl crawl up the inside of me, from that deep place that comes alive in battle. I screamed, my eyes settling on a short man with orange furs wrapped up around his shoulders at the front of their line. I whistled to Mira and leaned into the wind, running straight for him. As we neared them, I turned to the side and counted my steps, plotting my path to the moment when the space between us was eaten up by the sound of heavy bodies crashing into each other. I bit down hard as I reached him, my teeth bared. My sword came up behind me, my body lowering to the ground, and I swung it up as I passed, aiming for his gut. His shield lifted just in time and he threw himself to the left, catching me with its edge. Black spots exploded into my vision as my lungs wheezed behind my sore ribs and the breath refused to return. I stumbled, trying to find my footing before I fell to the ground and came back with my axe, ignoring the bloom of pain in my side. His sword caught the blade above his head, wrenching it back. But that's all I needed. His side was wide open. I sunk my sword into it, finding the seam of his armor vest. His head flew back, his mouth open as he screamed, and Mira's sword came down on his neck in one smooth motion, slicing through the muscle and tendon. I yanked my blade free, pulling a spray of hot blood over my face with it. Mira kicked the man over with the heel of her boot as another shadow appeared in the fog behind her. Down! I shouted, letting my axe fly. She dropped to the ground and the blade plunged into the chest of a Riki, sending him to his knees. His huge body fell onto her, pinning her to the dirt. The blood bubbling up from his mouth poured out, covering her pale skin in a stark, shining red. I ran to